Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So our scripture this morning comes from Luke, the third chapter, verses 15 through 17 and 20 through 21. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John the Baptist, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bold form, like a dove. And the voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So our scripture today seems to be talking about two types of baptism, one with water and one with the Spirit, and in Luke, he adds the word fire. Two types of baptism, you might ask? At least I did. I found that Will Willimon's book, Remember Who You Are, Baptism, A Model of Christian Life, helped to sort out some of this. Willimon writes, "The New Testament does speak of two baptisms. One, the baptism of John the Baptist, a pre-Christian, a baptism of water as a sign of human repentance, human cleansing. The other, a baptism of Jesus with water and with Spirit, a sign of God's presence and activity." Willimon goes on to say that the actions shift with Jesus' baptism from a human act to an act of God. Jesus is a sign of the presence of God. Jesus is a sign of the presence of God. God's Spirit rests on him. The Spirit testifies to all the world who Jesus is. So early Christians experienced a renewal through the waters of baptism. This is actually a Jewish ritual of purification in waters called mikvah. It continued, and it still continues today, to cleanse a person's whole self. But it isn't only water that purifies. And John the Baptist himself said, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So, what's up with John baptizing Jesus? I mean, really? John baptizes Jesus? It seems a little peculiar, and other gospels write of John's unease in baptizing Jesus. And you can feel it in the Luke text, even if it glosses over the actual actions of John dunking Jesus. We don't get the feeling that John is doing anything out of the ordinary. Yet we discover the act of the baptism of Jesus is that baptism becomes about identity. When we are baptized, we are holy God's beloved children. And nothing we can do can change that. We can turn our backs on God. We can commit sinful acts. And still, God calls us children of the kingdom. And that baptism is about relationships. The fact that Jesus makes us heirs to the kingdom, and I think invites us to be a bit like Jesus, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to fight for the less fortunate. So, what is baptism? I think I shared it with the kids. I like to think of it as an invisible mark or a seal. I remember when a pastor at our Austin church told us this story. Out on the cattle ranches around the area, the unbranded calves that roam large are called mavericks. The first rancher that claims the maverick does so by placing the ranch's brand on that calf in the annual roundup. He says, a little Western girl had been baptized one Sunday by the local minister of town, and her schoolmates questioned her the next day as to the meaning of that ceremony. Well, she said, I'll just tell you. I was a little maverick out on the prairie, and the pastor put Jesus' mark on my forehead so that when Jesus sees me, he will know that I'm one of his children. I think it's like that. It's an invisible seal. None of us can see it, but Jesus can see it. And I like to think that maybe, more than not, that because we carry this seal, our actions respond to those marks. And whether you see the marks or not, you may, by people's action or words, know that they are marked as Jesus' own. So I wonder what would happen if every time you washed with water, you took the opportunity to remember your baptism and promise God, who made you, the same promises you made at baptism. Because we only conduct baptism once, but it was never intended as a once-and-done event, but rather something we remember and renewal daily. Today, a little bit later in the service, we're going to have the affirmation to do a reaffirmation of our baptism. So remember, baptism is about identity. It teaches us who we are, and it reminds us of the relationship we have with God. I am God's beloved child and sent to make a difference in the world. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.